miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and youbeauty.com, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Got a phone? You can talk to Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. Our guest at 35 minutes after the hour is an NPR News executive editor. She has an interesting story. She was working with her team on an interview with President Obama, and she got the word about her breast cancer diagnosis. And good thing she's cancer-free now, and she'll talk about how her ordeal affected her and how we can learn from that. That'll be 35 minutes after the hour in this hour. Back to the story we talked about before the break, and I guess, Dr. Mike, you want, or Bridget wanted to add more to the story about the FDA is proposing updates to nutrition facts labels on food packages. What else can you add to that story?
Well, I was just going to say that the line of added sugar, I completely agree with Dr. Boyson that it's probably one of the most important parts that was proposed for the new label. I think it's interesting, though, that a lot of the food manufacturers are pushing back at the FDA, saying that there's no difference in the way that the body absorbs sugar, whether it's from fruit or from added sugar, and that sugar is sugar. So I've read a few articles that claim that the food industry is trying to make these claims that doctors don't really see the big difference between the two, and we know that that obviously is the furthest thing from the truth. And so I think that it's a very positive change. The other change that I think is amazing is the larger calories, because I think that it will be harder for people to ignore the number of calories. It'll be bold and in bigger fonts. And I think that another great change is swapping out the vitamin C and vitamin A content and replacing it with the vitamin D and the potassium, because we know that vitamin D and potassium are two of the four shortfall nutrients in the American diet. So there are two nutrients that Americans as a whole fail to obtain adequacy from their diet. And so I think that highlighting those two, the vitamin D and potassium, will also be positive changes.
Are people going to read these labels? What is going to get people to read these labels? Will vitamin C and potassium information on a label get people to read them? What's going to get people to read these labels if these changes are for the positive?
You know, I think, go ahead. I was going to say, what will get people to read it will in fact be the added sugar column, which is a really important column. I realize the food manufacturers are fighting back, but I think it is a really important column. The second one is the correct serving size. So if you look at the old serving size of ice cream was half a cup. No one eats a half a cup. So they made it to a cup, so the calorie listing on the label really shows a accurate calorie listing. I actually disagree with I think the putting iron on the label doesn't make much difference, but I do think the calorie label, and I don't think people will choose food based on vitamin D. Most of the vitamin D in food is fortified. You might as well get it from a supplement as get it from fortified food. It's the same thing. So I actually think that the really important changes are the getting the serving size correct, telling people what's in the full container as well as in a serving, and the other one is the added sugars.
Okay, yeah, so in order of importance then... I was going to say, in order of importance, Dr. Mike, what are the three or four things people should look for in a label? And then, Bridget, you can add on.
Well, when you go to the label, I think the thing immediately to look for is the ingredients And if any of the first five are a saturated fat, a trans fat, or a, and they may get banned in the United States, or an added sugar, then you should eliminate it. And the second thing is, when you look at a serving size, and if it's the right serving size for you, if you have more than 4 grams of saturated fat or more than 4 grams of added sugar, you should avoid it. So I think the added sugar and the saturated fat lines are the ones that are probably most important from a health standpoint. And then people will want to read calories to make sure they are able to get the appropriate and not too many calories in a day.
Okay, now, Bridget, you wanted to say what?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think that I think that adding potassium to the Nutrition Facts label is a very important change, especially for people with hypertension, because I think that when people have high blood pressure, they start paying more attention to the nutrition labels because they're looking specifically at sodium, because that's usually one of the first recommendations that doctors make. And we know from the research that having a diet high in potassium can blunt the effects of a high sodium diet. So I think that with increased education, that's really the most important thing in order to get the people to actually read it. So hopefully the FDA will also focus on putting more money into educating individuals, especially the lower income populations and Hispanic groups that are at a higher risk of a lot of chronic diseases. But I agree with Dr. Worthen that the added sugar line and the serving size that changes, and then adding the per serving and per package are probably the three biggest.
Okay, we have the break coming up in a minute. Before we do that, obesity rates, Dr. Mike, for young kids is down almost 45% in 10 years. How about that?
Yeah, this is dramatic if it works through. What we've seen in society are four things recently. Those four things are, if you will, CVS stopped selling cigarettes. Americans are eating less calories in general, 118 less per day over the last 5 years per day per person in the United States, which is the first time since 1984 we've actually even stabilized calories, but we're going down. Third, we're eating less saturated fat and red meat, more than 6% less red meat per person, more than 7% less saturated fat. And the fourth one is this one, which is either the end result or a future. Instead of having 14% of our 2 to 5-year-olds being obese, we have 8%, a 43% decrease. If this holds, it says that, and if you get the tail through on smoking, et cetera, we will actually have a much stronger economy in the United States, because instead of medical costs being a headwind that the economy had to fight against, it will now be a tailwind. So we will end up with much greater job competitiveness and much more success in the United States for jobs. And in fact, we may end up with a shortage of employees by the year 2020. So we may, if this really carries through, this is a huge economic as well as social change in America, that Americans are wanting to get healthy, will get healthy, and we will have much more prosperity than we planned on.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. On the phone, 877-711-5211. Our guest is coming up after the break. She is an NPR News Executive Editor and a veteran broadcast journalist, and she's a breast cancer survivor, and she is cancer-free, and her new book is called A Breast Cancer Alphabet, and it's for anybody who's been diagnosed with breast cancer and basically needs a companion. It's a very inspiring story, and I think you want to stay with us for that. And it's coming up right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.